Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, give God all the praise. Come on, give him all the glory. Come on, give him all the honor. For he alone is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same sun, our God is worthy to be praised. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exhort his name together. Oh, if you know God is real in your life, you ought to be praising him on this day. Oh, you ought to be telling him, thank you, Lord, for how you watches over me and keep me from all hurt, harm, or danger. You ought to be praising his name for how he make ways. Sometimes when it seems impossible for a way to be made. You ought to thank him when he supplies your every need. Oh, you ought to be praising him and glorifying his mighty name. You ought to be worshiping him and honoring him, for it is he alone who is worthy of all our praise. He alone is worthy of all of the glory, and he alone is worthy of all the honor. Bible say, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, ye his people. Praise him in his sanctuary. Lift up holy hands to him and give honor due unto his holy name. Oh, I'm glad today that this is the day that the Lord has made, and we all shall be glad and rejoice in it. I want to welcome you to Walking in the Light Broadcast Radio Ministry. My name is Pastor Herbert Graham, and I am glad that you are with me on this day. For truly, I am excited about what God is doing, how God is leading, how God is preparing. I am excited about who God is, how he showed his mighty hand in our everyday lives. And that's why I praise him. That's why I surrender all. That's why I magnify his holy name. Oh, I'm glad you joined me today for this Bible study. And I'm going to ask you, if you would, to grab your Bibles that we may look into the Word of God together. Because truly, if we ever needed the Word of God, saints, we need it now. We need the Word of God now. There's trickery on the left hand, and there's truth in the right hand. Many are falling to the left and turning their backs on the right. And it's time we get into the Word of God to seek direction and clarity and the way he will have us to go. But before we get into the Word of God, I'm going to ask you if you would just say a little brief prayer with me. Gracious Father, we come to give you glory, honor, and all praise. Father, we want to thank you for this time, this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together to hear from your word. For truly, you are God, and you are God all by yourself. You don't need nobody else. You alone are worthy of all the praise. You alone are worthy of all the honor. You alone are worthy of all the glory. And we are here to acknowledge that on this day. Father, we need you. You know we need you. You said, call upon you and you will answer us. You said, if we draw nigh to you, you will draw nigh unto us. And we are coming unto you on this day, asking you to guide us and lead us into all truth. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Teach us, reveal to us the truth as only you can from the Word of God. And we thank you, Father, for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who came and died on Calvary's cross for our sins. And Father, we ask you now to forgive us of all sins and shortcomings. In Jesus' name. And on the third day, you raise him from the dead. and now he's seated at your right hand until you make his enemies his footstool. And Lord, we want to thank you for your word. And we believe we receive from your word on this day. Open our eyes that we may see. Give us ears that we may hear. And give us a heart to receive from your word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles with you today, I'm going to ask you to turn over with me to the Gospel of Luke. It's in the New Testament, the Gospel of Luke. And we're going to be looking at the 10th chapter. And in Luke chapter 10, we will be using for a subtopic on tonight is our message is entitled Faith at Work or Faith in Doubt. Where are you? Faith at work or faith in doubt. Where are you? You know, many say they are walking by faith. And they truly, they may start out walking by faith. But something comes along or someone says something that's negative or contrary to what they're believing for. And they find themselves agreeing with that person and getting out of faith and getting over in doubt. Our faith walk and our faith at work must be something that is exercised every day of our life. You operate in faith every day, whether you realize it or not. For some of us, we go to a job and work all week and expect to receive a paycheck on payday. We have never seen the person sign a check, most of us. We don't even know the person whose name on our check. But by faith, we go in week after week to a job and expecting to receive a paycheck. Some of us may be in retirement, and month after month, or on disability, and month after month, at a particular time, we expect a certain amount of finances to be in our account. We don't see who put it in there. We don't see where it came from. Per se, we know the institution that it may come from, but we didn't see them put it into the account. All we do is log on to our account or go up to our bank and boom, there it is. So every day we're operating in faith, whether you want to realize it or not. Faith is very important to us. And we make choices that requires our faith to be tried and tested. Because when you're walking by faith in the word of God, the enemy will try to come at you and to get you to walk in the flesh or by doubt. He will try every little trick in the book to get you to stop walking in faith and to walk in doubt. So the Holy Spirit is asking you a question on this day. Is your faith at work, or is your faith is operating in doubt? Where are you? One thing I can say about the Gospels, and I love to read the Gospels, because in the Gospels, when we open up the Word, I see that the Lord is constantly teaching us who would want to learn the truth about Him, about the Father, about the Holy Spirit, and about the kingdom of God. He even shares secrets with us about our enemy and how he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So when we read and we get into the Gospels, it is very important that we pay attention to what our Lord Jesus Christ is saying. Because guess what? Jesus Christ never walked in doubt. Jesus Christ's faith was tried. Jesus Christ's faith was tested. But Jesus Christ never walked in doubt, because he knew that the Father had gave him the blessings, which was the Holy Spirit, without measure. And he knew that whatever he allowed to be in him, because the Spirit was in him heavily, without measure, with no limit, that these things will come to pass. And he knew that he would watch what he say, and he will only speak what he heard the Father say. Because what the Father was saying was truth, and always truth. You see? In the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, the Bible reads as follows. Luke chapter 10 and verse 1. The Bible reads, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. I want you to catch this now. We're talking about faith at work or faith in doubt. Faith at work or faith in doubt. I want you to catch this. And verse 2 says, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Now Jesus is Lord of the harvest, and he telling his disciples, the 70, to pray ye to the Lord of the harvest, that he will send laborers into that harvest, and to harvest the ones that need harvesting. He said in verse 3, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lamb among wolves. Carry neither purse, nor scrip, nor shoes, nor and salute no man by the way. And into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. Jesus is giving them instructions on what to do. Now, this was not the 12 disciples that Jesus has separately taken aside and to train them and teach them about the kingdom of God and how to be his apostles. This is not them. This is 70 others, men, probably women, that look like you and me. Everyday people living in an everyday world, around everyday people. And he said in verse 6, and if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall turn to you again. Jesus giving them instructions on what he wants them to do. And verse 7 says, in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house, and into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Now I'm going to stop right there and let's look at verse 7 and verse 8 again. Jesus told his 70 that in verse 7, and in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give. Now, brothers and sisters, it takes a lot. And hear me what I'm about to tell you. To go to a stranger house and they set food out for you and whatever drink they love to drink out before you. And Jesus is telling them that whatever they give you, he said, and the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give you. He's telling them to eat whatever things that they put before you. Now, y'all, some of you may know where I'm going at with this because some of you live by this till this day. And these are the words that some of you say. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't eat from everybody. Because everybody don't cook the way I cook. Everybody don't prepare their food the way I prepare my food. Everybody don't drink the way I drink. Well, y'all know what I'm talking about. So here we find that in order to walk by faith and not doubt, the 70 have to listen to the instructions of their master. They have to listen to what he is telling them to do. Jesus told him, say, when you go in the house, whatever they put before you, you eat it. Whatever drink they put before you, you drink it. The one raised their hand and said, excuse me, Lord, they could be putting poison in front of me. Jesus said, whatever they put in front of you, you drink it. We're talking about faith at work. Or faith in doubt. And he said to them in verse 8, and into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you. Now he went from house to house. Now he's telling them whatever city you go into. You know, some of these cities in other countries, and even in some of the cities in the United States where we live. They have some delicacies that's, I must say, pretty strange to me. Some people can take certain animals and chop them up and dice them up and fix it up, and they call that their delicacy. Will you have enough faith to obey your master in a situation like that and eat whatever is put before you? Or will you turn it down and say, no, I'm not hungry today. I'll catch you next time. See, when the master is giving you instructions, what I'm trying to show you, you have to walk by faith. And it takes strong faith sometimes to walk with the instructions that your master is giving you. Sometimes your faith will be tried in areas that you didn't even see or heights may go to levels or high levels that you didn't even see coming. But will you trust your master? We're talking about the 70 here. We're talking about the 12 disciples. But in verse 9 says, and he tells them, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. See? When you say you're going to be an evangelist for the Lord, scrap your seatbelt. When you say you're going to witness for Jesus, scrap your seatbelt. Because Jesus may ask you to do some things just to see if you're going to trust him. And what he told you to do. How he told you to walk. What he told you to say to that person. Some of you, God has spoken to you to go speak to someone, and you refuse to do it. You refuse to say anything. Because you already done perceive in your mind that if you say that to them, they may not never speak to you again, or they may get angry at you, or they may even more want to fight you. But if the Lord told you to go say it, why aren't you saying it? Why aren't you walking in the ways and instructions of the Lord? Why aren't you doing what God has called you and told you to do? Verse 10 says, but into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same and say, even the very dust of your city which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. The people that the Lord uses are people are bold in Christ, in him. The people that the Lord uses are people that walk by faith and not by doubt of what the world is showing them. The people that God uses is people that have strength in him and not people who are listening to what man is telling them. Faith at work is faith that is constantly trusting and believing in what God says. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Our faith at work is constantly rehearsing and focusing on the word of God. And then he said in verse 12, but I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for that city. In other words, Jesus was telling them that if they don't receive you in the message that I am speaking through you, I am asking you to go deliver for me to them, if they don't believe you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom. And we know about Sodom and Gomorrah, but we read what the Bible said about Sodom and Gomorrah. Sodom and Gomorrah was a sinful place. And Jesus said it would be more tolerable for Sodom. I mean, they'll have more mercy on Sodom than on the city that rejects what God is using you to speak to someone about in truth and in love. Faith will always follow the instructions of his master. Now, the disciples, this is in Luke chapter 10, it's talking about the 70. But the disciples, they had to learn this lesson also. In Matthew, the 21st chapter, if you would turn over there with me briefly. Matthew chapter 21. Keep your hand right there in Luke chapter 10. And just flip over with me in the book of Matthew, the 21 chapter. And we're going to be reading at the 20th verse. Matthew 21 and verse 20. Let's look at verse 18. Verse 18. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. He's talking about Jesus. And when he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon, but leaves only, and said unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. Wow. Jesus said, don't let another piece of fruit grow on you forever. And presently, the fig tree withered away. And when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is this fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not. You hear what Jesus is telling them? If you have faith and doubt not. We're talking about your faith at work. Or is your faith in doubt? Jesus said, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive them. Now, Jesus was sharing this with his disciples at the time. He was giving them profound truth of the power that God was demonstrating, not only in him, but also in them through the faith that was in them. Now, Jesus had not yet been to the cross yet. Jesus had not yet died, and Jesus was yet revealing that to them prior to the cross, what their faith can accomplish if they only have faith and not doubt prior to the cross. That is awesome, my brothers and my sisters. That is an awesome thing to grasp in your mind. When your faith is rooted and grounded in what God's word says and what God has spoken into your heart, instructed you to do, and you stand on that and do not let nothing or no one, regardless of who they may be, brother, sister, husband, wife, children, mother, father, grandmother, grandfather, whoever it may be, trying to, aunt, uncle, nieces, nephew, cousins, friends, employees, strangers. Let no one turn you from the word, the truth of the word of God, but you stand on that word. You trust that word. Jesus said, if you have faith and shall not doubt, that you can have what you say. And this was prior to the cross. He ain't went to the cross yet. He was giving them instructions on how powerful faith is. Did you hear that, beloved? How powerful faith is. Faith is so powerful that it connects you to the most powerful one, God Himself. Nothing else can connect you to God Himself but faith. Faith. Faith connects you to the all-powerful one. In Luke, let's look back over here in Luke. In Luke chapter 10, let's look at verse 16. Jesus said, "He that heareth you, heareth me. And he that despises you, despises me. And he that despises me, despises him that sent me." This is what Jesus is telling the 70 now. He said, if they hear you, they hear me, because you are telling them what I've told you to tell them. And if they despise you, despising not only me, but they're despising the one whom sent me. You know, that's going to be a sad day for that person who despises you when you try to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. When they stand before a holy God and give an account why they rejected what you were saying, like it was a message that you mustered up yourself, when in fact you was being sent by your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And you was only revealing to them what the Holy Spirit was revealing to you in your spirit. And you gave them what the Holy Spirit gave you to say to them. And they rejected you. That's going to be a sad day for that individual when they stand before the Most Holy One. Because they're going to have, like everybody else, an opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and to repent of their sins. Now, because one may reject you, where does that leave your faith? Have your faith now ran back and hid in a corner, hide in a corner? Or are you still marching boldly in the things of God, for God, for the glory of God? When one door is shut, there's always another door opening up somewhere. All you have to do is seek the Lord, and he'll show you that open door. Paul prayed it many times. "Pray for me," Paul said, "that a door may be opened for me." When one door is shut in Paul's life, Paul will always pray and ask the Lord, "Lord, what you want me to do?" In other words, what I'm trying to show you, Paul never used the same method to get the gospel out. He used different methods, but he preached the same gospel. And sometimes God will use you in that way. Let's look at verse 17 in Luke chapter 10. Now, after Jesus has sent out the 70, here they are coming back. And this is what they had to say to the Lord after they came back. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Whoa. Let me read that again. And the 70 returned again with joy. It was rejoicing, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." When did Jesus told the 70 to cast out devils. Did you hear that in the earlier part of Luke chapter 10 where Jesus told them to go cast out devils? When did Jesus gave them the permission to go cast out devils? Now, if you turn back over to Luke chapter 9, go back one chapter. In Luke chapter 9, let's look at the first verse. Then he called his 12, now he's talking to the 12 disciples. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure all diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Did you catch that, beloved? Did you catch that? Jesus gave his 12 power, his 12 disciples, gave them power and authority over all the devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Now, could it be? Could it be that those 70 might have been around when Jesus was giving the 12 disciples instructions on go out with authority and power over the devil and to cure all diseases? Could it be that they were around when Jesus was giving the 12 disciples instructions and they heard what the Lord said? Remember now, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Or is it the fact that those 12 went out and spoke to those 70 what the Lord had told them, and those 70 believed what the 12 disciples said about the authority over demons and the cure all diseases? What I'm trying to show you is that whether they were around when they heard the Lord giving it to the 12 or the 12 preach it unto the 70, the instructions went out. And faith caught a hold of the instructions. And when faith caught a hold of the instructions in the name of Jesus Christ, the 70 went out and went to casting out demons. The 70 went out and went to laying hands on the sick and they was healed. In the name of Jesus. We're talking about faith at work or faith in doubt. Now faith, their faith, the 70 faith could have been in doubt. They didn't have to believe what Jesus told the 12 apostles. Or they didn't have to believe what the apostles told them, but they took it by faith, y'all. Are you taking the word of God today by faith and acting on the word of God, what the word of God is not only saying for your life, but life around people that's around you in your life? Are you taking this word of God for what it really means? Is this word of God precious unto you? Or just a book with words on pages that you read sometime when you're feeling emotionally down? Powerful. And when we do it the way our Lord instructed us to do it, and we have that faith in us, nothing can stand in our way. Jesus said, we can say to this mountain, be thou plucked up and be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and it will obey you. That's how powerful faith is. See, so when he gave his disciples the instructions of the withered fig tree, when he showed them just how powerful faith is when he spoke those words of this tree, no fruit shall ever grow on you again, and that tree began to wither away. When he spoke those words, people, faith was moving. Faith was working. Faith had connected with the Most High God, and the power of God manifested itself. Faith at work is what we should be doing. Faith at work is how we should be exercising every day. Let's read verse 17 again on Luke chapter 10. And the 70 returned again with joy. They was happy. They was excited. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord, what you done give us? We tried that. We listened to what you said, and we went and acted upon what you said, and everything you said was true. With joy saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. See, it wasn't them. It was the name they were using. In the name of Jesus, every demon would tremble at his name. See? The old folks, they knew the power of the name of Jesus. And they would, when there was trouble or trials or tribulations begin to erupt, some of them old mothers would go in their closets and they would plead the blood of Jesus over that circumstance and over that situation. They will call on the name of Jesus, and things will change. Because with the name of Jesus, and the faith that God has put in you and God has put in me, if we allow that faith to activate in the name of Jesus, results will happen in our life. Situations will change. Circumstances will be removed out the way, those ones that need to be removed. Deliverance will come. Breakthroughs will happen. Healings will take place. When your faith grasps hold to what that name means and the power that's behind that name. And it's your faith in you that connects to that name. Jesus told many of them, go thy way, thy faith have made you whole. Because you took my name and used your faith to connect. And because you did that, it manifests what you needed. What I'm trying to say to you this day is that when faith locks on to something, it don't let go. True faith, when it locks on to something, it don't let go. And when doubt locks on to something, it'll take you down. Doubt will take you down. Doubt will take you so far from faith that you can't even find faith anymore until you get in the Word of God. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But if you ever get a hold of your faith that's inside of you and you lock in with the Word of God, oh, you can see some results happening. You can see some things changing in your life. See? You can have that happen to you if you believe and shall not doubt. In verse 18 of Luke chapter 10, the Bible says, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Jesus was telling them what he saw. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the, oh my Lord, of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. Did you hear that, beloved? They done went out by faith and was operating in the name of Jesus, casting out demons and healing people, healing the folks, sick folks. And after they came back and told Jesus what they did, then Jesus is going to say to them, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Jesus just gave them a double portion of power because of their faith. Because of their faith. Notwithstanding, verse 20, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Jesus tell him, say, don't rejoice because you got power to cast out a demon. Jesus say the real true rejoicing that you should be doing that your names is written in heaven. That one day you're going to spend eternity with me. Glory, hallelujah. That's what you should be rejoicing of. That's what every believer should be rejoicing of, not because we can pray for somebody in the name of Jesus and we see the miracle happen, or we can cast out a demon out of somebody and we see the demon, that demonic spirit, leave them. But we should be rejoicing because our name is written down in heaven. See, you can't get to heaven all kind of ways. There might be many roads to heaven, but there's only one door to get in heaven. And Jesus is that door. See, some may come on the low road, but they got to meet Jesus at the door. Some may come by boat, but they got to meet Jesus at the door. Some may come by airplane, but they got to meet Jesus at the door. Some may come by train, but they got to meet Jesus at the door. Might be many roads to get to heaven, but there's only one door to go through. And if you don't know him, you ain't going through that door. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. And verse 21 says, in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. Look at this, is Jesus rejoicing in his spirit now. We were talking about a few lessons back. We were talking about how the way the spirit connects with God and how our faith abides with our spirit. And here the Bible is teaching us that Jesus was rejoicing in his spirit. He rejoicing with the Father. He said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seems good in thy sight. See, Jesus was rejoicing because it is the Father that give us wisdom. It's the Father that give us intellect. It's the Father that give us the instructions on what to do and how to do it. And when we do it the way the Father wants it done, the Son rejoices. He rejoices. Because now we are listening to the Father through the Son, through the Holy Spirit, which now downloading it into our spirit. And it builds our faith. Verse 22 says, and all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. You hear that, beloved? You hear that? Everybody can't know who God is because everybody don't know who Jesus is. They think they know God, but if they don't know the Son, they don't know God, because it is the Son that reveals who the Father is to us. And if you don't know the Son, you can't know the Father. How can you say you know God, but you don't know his Son, Jesus Christ? And it's the Son who reveals the Father to us. Jesus said it like this. He said, all I see the Father do, I do. He was telling them, everything I see the Father do, I'm showing it to you. So I'm revealing to you who the Father is. See? And this is what's so wonderful about our Lord and Savior. And then he told him, he said, in verse 23, and he turned unto his disciples. Now, his disciple was right there while Jesus was talking with the 70. So now he's turning to the 12 again, and he's saying to them privately, blessed are the eyes which see the things you see. Oh, did you catch that, beloved? He just revealed to the disciples that these 70 have seen what you see, what I have taught you. In other words, he probably was congratulating the disciples of teaching the 70 the things that he taught the disciples. And all this was done by faith at work. Somebody tell you to go into a town and preach the gospel, and if they invite you into their house, you eat what they set before you, you drink what they set before you, and you looking at this person like he's just a mere man like me. What makes him think I'm going to go in somebody's house and eat something who I don't know who these people are, I don't know what type of food they're cooking, I don't even know how they cooked it. And he wants me to go do this, and he's just a man like me. But they knew he wasn't just not only he was not a man; he was the Son of Man, someone they can trust in. He was God manifest in the flesh, giving them instructions on how to be disciples of his, how to be a laborer out into the vineyard, harvesting what God wants to harvest. And their faith was strong enough to trust and rely on what Jesus was telling them till they act upon it. And because their faith was strong enough to trust in what Jesus was saying and they acted upon it, guess what? They saw the results. Now, is your faith strong enough to trust what you read in the Word of God, what Jesus is saying to you? Is your faith strong enough to trust this and to act upon it? Or do you look at Jesus as some just mere man of a story that happened in a book, just a regular book with a black leather around it? You don't even call the book a Bible. You just say it's a book. Talking about a man named Jesus. You don't look at the Bible as being the inspired word of God. You don't look at the Bible as being a Bible that has revealed to us some holy truths of who God is. See, a person walking by faith and not by sight, a person walking in their faith and not walking in doubt, We'll believe what the word of God says. We'll act upon the word of God. We'll trust the word of God. Will allow the word of God to be worked out in their lives. Jesus told them in verse 23, I'm going to read it again. Blessed are the eyes which see the things that you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see those things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Because the Son reveals it to whom he wants to reveal it to. Faith at work or faith in doubt. Where are you today? If you're operating in doubt, repent. Ask the Father to forgive you for not trusting him the way you should be trusting him. For not saying to someone else what he has spoken unto you to say to someone else. Brothers and sisters, I would rather hate, I would rather fear God than to be fearful of man. I will put my trust totally in God, who I have not laid my eyes on in the natural. Than to put my faith and trust in a man who I have laid my eyes on in the natural. I would trust the God who created me than to trust man who's trying to control me. I would trust a God and be fearful of the God who created this universe. And I'm talking about fearful. I'm not talking about scared of him. I'm talking about in awe of him because he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy of our respect, whether you want to give it to him or not. You're going to give it to him because the Bible says every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. And I would rather reverence him than to follow man who have no direction. Did you hear that? Man has no direction. Man don't know if he's going or coming. One day man is talking to the east, the next day man is talking to the west. Man is like the waves of the sea, tossed to and fro. Has no direction. But God is the way. God is our direction. And his word is right there for all of us. And when we allow our faith to connect with his word and let that word be stamped in our heart and it gets down in our spirit, can't nobody take it out. I said, can't nobody, no thing, no one take it out. The word is right all by itself. Bible says heaven and earth will pass away. But God's word will stand forever. You hear that? But forever. Examine yourself today, my brothers and my sisters. God is leading me on the message of these faith messages, and I'm giving it to you as he's giving it to me. Faith at work or faith in doubt? Where are you? If you're in doubt, repent. Ask God to forgive you. and ask him to increase your faith in him. And he will show you how to get strong in him. And you know the wonderful thing about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Is that he won't try to download it into you all at one time. He will bring it on you subtle. It will be nice, a nice, smooth transaction. And you will find yourself, your faith getting stronger. You will find yourself being built up in your most holy faith. And you will find yourself being stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger in your faith walk. To the point that when someone come up to you with some type of negative conversation or trying to tear you down for what you believe, you immediately will acknowledge it. And you immediately will rebuke that and cut them off in the name of Jesus. It's not that you hate them, but you will let them know, I trust God, and him alone I trust. And my brothers and my sisters, when you have faith like that, oh my Lord, you're on the right path. You're marching in the right direction. The Bible said we move from faith to faith, from glory to glory. When your faith is in God. Faith at work or faith in doubt, where are you? Brothers and sisters, I pray tonight that this message has been a blessing to you. I'm going to let you meditate on that and ask God to reveal to you what you need to do. Join me here next Saturday at 7 p.m. as we move higher and higher in the Lord and the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and in the Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name, love, go in peace, and may God's richest blessings be yours.